David Wayne is digging into the Wayne Manor Archives.
Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends.
From the Wayne Manor Archives, let's have a little fun with Papa Het. Come on!
Hanging out with James Hetfield. I'm going to throw some song titles at you, and I just want you to answer what these songs mean to you. Not so much specifically what you were thinking when you wrote them, but just what they mean to you. Now, after especially some of the older songs after all this time, we'll start with Seek and Destroy.
Lunchtime, work, in my truck. That's why I wrote the riff. I had brought my guitar to work at the factory, went out and wrote the riff in my truck. I had a little black pickup truck, and that was it.
Master of Puppets.
Cliff. I mean, just that whole album screams Cliff to me, because he, you know, we were really shining at that point. And a lot of the crazy riffs and things like that, especially like the pre-chorus, the do little air, those kind of funky little single note things. That was all Cliff. A lot of cool Cliff Burton stuff. Freaks and Friends, Papa Het from Metallica. You're listening to Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne.
Mr. James Hetfield, let's play a little bit more. Song title association with Papa Het.
One of my favorite songs, Fuel.
Oh, well, me in my garage. Making sparks, making noise, escaping in a way, you know, kind of getting out there. And I don't know, Fuel. For me, it was more about what are the good things in your life that inspire you, you know. And a lot of times it is being alone with yourself somewhere, you know, like in a, you know, on a motorcycle, in a car, off somewhere. Just not so much an escape, but just a time off from life, you know. Hey, this is James from Metallica inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne.
Not only do we play a little song title association with Papa Het, I asked him a few questions. One of the questions I asked him, you know, they have a tuning room, full setup, all their gears in there. They go in there and jam prior to hitting the stage. I asked him, well, you guys are jamming in the tuning room. You get a really cool riff going. Can you remember that and maybe put it on your next album?
Yeah, well, you know, it's somewhat difficult to save things in our pocket, save riffs anymore, you know. We'll get together and jam in the room, and if it's a good vibe and we remember it later, then that's fine. But we just want to go in, you know, when it's time to write, it's time to write. We'll go in the studio and see what comes through us at that point. You know, a lot of times some of the stuff you come up with, and well, I find this quite often that, you know, you're in a certain mood or you got a certain vibe, and you know, you create something, and if it's not finished right there, it kind of loses some kind of magic, or not potency so much, but the drive to finish it, you know. So when we get in the studio, we've got time to finish it, and you know, out here it's a little bit kind of hit and miss. So
some kind of monster, the documentary. Usually with documentaries, the subjects really don't have too much in the direction part of it or the input part of it. How much did you guys have, and what did it feel like for you to see the finished product up there on the big screen?
Well, you know, none of this was planned out. So we started making a record, they started filming, and stuff started happening. And the more they filmed, the more it looked like it was going to be a film instead of just some, whatever, a DVD, the making of the record, or whatever it is. Some of the deeper stuff started coming out, some of the, you know, more traumatic things in our childhood, all kinds of stuff started being revealed just through living and going through struggles, you know, together. So the more we knew it was going to be their project and not ours, we're just doing what we do and they're going to document it. It was up to Joe and Bruce, the two guys who did the film. And we left it at that. You know, it's really easy to open that can of worms, you know, and say, well, my personality doesn't look, you know, I look like the bad guy. Let's change me a little bit here, that, you know, because you really can. Right. And this is their opinion. This is their filmmaking technique, and this is what they wanted to put across. And, you know, anyone who's ever had a film made kind of about them or around them always wants to change something. That's not how it was, you know. And you know, your reality is pretty skewed, so you let them do their art, and that's what they did. And it was pretty difficult seeing Well, seeing some of it from my perspective as maybe an audience watching me and the other guys go through some pretty childish stuff, but the added on craziness to that was going to a theater, watching people react to what's going on up there, and some of it was somewhat disturbing. People laughing at really powerful, secretive, horrible things that, you know, you're revealing, and it's, you know, it's, you gotta laugh at yourself at times. There's no doubt about that.
Well, thank you very much, James. James Hetfield joining us, and we appreciate it. And we look forward to chatting with you. Thank you very much for all the years of great music, man. I appreciate it very much, and I'm sure everybody would agree with me. Thank you very, very much, man. You guys are the f***ing best.
I guess you could say f*** on the station. All right.
Yeah, we do.
No, but we appreciate the support, and you know, we're fueled off of the good vibes that come back.
Everything Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends can be found at www.insidewaynemanor.com. Episodes, playlists, contact, social media, and more, all inside WayneManor.com.